This is Twit.
I came across a Forbes article that you wrote back in October, and that was one of the things that you mentioned in the articles, that any VPN that allows BitTorrent should be avoided by a user. And I mean, obviously, as a blanket statement, you know, as BitTorrent is a technology that has both legal and illegal, you know, uses. Let's say
it does.
But why is that? And how can a VPN actually detect when BitTorrent is being used? Is that by analyzing the packets? Let me explain just real quick. The reason I ask that is because I think a lot of people, when they think of VPN, they think, well, nobody knows anything. It's all, you know, everything that I'm doing is obscured. And that's probably a misunderstanding on the user's part.
No. So let me maybe explain what a VPN. When you have a client that's installed on your app that's running on your device, remember, you're encrypting the data all the way to the server, but the server is hosted by the VPN provider.
Right.
They're going to decrypt the data, so they're going to become your ISP. They are the internet service provider for you. You're skipping your internet service provider. Now your ISP, like Comcast or AT&T, they're not seeing your data anymore because everything is encrypted, but then now you're handing out all that information to the VPN provider. So the VPN provider can see all the data there, right? And basically assign you a different IP address. They manage that public IP. And that's the public IP address is going to be visible, right? Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen in that case, basically, it depends what they're doing with the traffic. Now, your ISP have the ability to detect things. For instance, if you somehow accessing some material, it's copyrighted, they will capture your public IP address. When they capture your public IP address, you're going to get a notice. Your ISP will get a notice. By the way, this IP address have access some copyrighted material, and this is illegal activities. So what do? The ISP, they send you a notice. First time, second time, you don't take an action, they'll basically discontinue your internet service.
Right.
That's how bad it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's part of the torrenting. I wouldn't say BitTorrent. BitTorrent has a lot of good use case. There is no doubt it's a very, you know, but unfortunately, a lot of these torrenting, how it's being used and the perception is torrenting is mostly for piracy, right? So when you're out there and going to a VPN provider, what the VPN provider is doing is saying, okay, I'm not going to do all these measures. I'm going to put this server somewhere in the U.S., but I'm going to incorporate somewhere in a different country, or I'm going to put the server in a different country, and now I'm going to just encrypt all your data and throw all your data as just clear data. I don't care what you access. You're doing torrenting, or you're accessing whatever site you want to access. It's a copyrighted material. It's illegal content. I don't care about it. That's the whole idea. But there is a double-edged sword of that, because if you are just a simple consumer and you end up downloading a malware in your machine, well, guess what? With torrenting, it will allow you that your machine could be used as a zombie machine, as part of that ecosystem, which is really very bad. And now some content, very bad content, illegal content, and it could be, you know, I don't want to, even child pornography could be in your machine without you have a knowledge of it. Mm-hmm. And guess what? The torrenting, if it's enabled, you've got the other peers and these, you know, very bad actors, you know, sharing all that data, and that data that's broken into all these machines. So your machines and your resources is being used because this is peer-to-peer.
Right.
Yes, you can detect torrenting. You can detect some of these peer-to-peer protocol. And we do basically block that completely in our VPN consumer product, Private Tunnel. And we can detect that. So there are mechanisms you can do that. But that we're not doing it because we don't want people to get access to legitimate content. And we're doing it because we think it's dangerous. It's really a security measure we have to take to protect you against all this stuff, right? So a lot of consumers are unaware of that.
Absolutely. I would imagine that a lot of consumers don't don't think like they understand the general idea of what a VPN is. Yes, obscure my IP address. I go through this private tunnel and come out the other end, and no one along the way can you know pick up my actual IP address. But you know they probably don't understand that there is this scanning, this content scanning happening as it goes along. What about free VPN? I imagine. Well, I think I know your answer on free VPN. But there's so many of these services that say, "Hey, you know, our VPN is free and it's secure and we don't log." You know, it's like, wait a minute, there's something fishy going on here.
Well, there is nothing free, right?
Exactly.
There's something. Well, they have to make their money somewhere, right?
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
I don't know if you've read the article about Facebook where they bought this VPN, you know, provider. They were providing a VPN, free VPN, but it was very clear in their policy. Here, we're going to collect, because now, again, they are acting like man in the middle.
Right.
They're going to be becoming your ISP. So what they were doing, they were monitoring every information you're accessing. Are you accessing what kind of app? And they were collecting some competitive analysis, pretty very valuable for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, I mean, we're installing you. You can use our VPN, but here we are allowed to collect all the information about you, what you're doing, what you're not doing, whether I'm going to do it for targeting, target advertising, whether I'm going to do it for doing competitive analysis. All that information is collected. There is nothing free. It has to be monetized, and somehow they have to make money out of it.
Absolutely. Remind yourself of that. If it's free, there is nothing that's truly free.